The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I say this constantly, but let me repeat it. Please don't take my word for anything. I mean anything. Don't take my word for anything. Check it out for yourself. During the break, I did a quick internet search, and I simply typed into my browser stats for border crisis. That's all I did. Stats for border crisis. Dozens of stories popped up immediately, and all of them are indicating the crisis on the border right now is worse than anytime during the Trump administration. Now, okay, here's ABC News. Quote, national attention recently has focused more on the record number, National attention recently has focused more on the record numbers of unaccompanied children detained along the southwest border. But that's only part of the, again, I'm quoting from ABC. Not exactly friendly to Donald Trump. But that's only part of the increasingly grim story, as current and former law enforcement officials described it to ABC News. Let me jump up a paragraph. Stories like that are becoming more common as the U.S. braces for what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said would be the highest number of individuals stopped by Border Patrol along the southwest border in 20 years. 20 years, record number of unaccompanied children. We've never seen it this bad before, ever. And as far as illegal immigrants crossing the border, we've not seen anything like this for at least 20 years. That's ABC. Then CNN, this story popped up, if I can get rid of the ad there. All of that could set, I'm quoting from CNN, all of that could set 2021 on track to exceed 2019 in the number of people apprehended at the border. Just over 100,000 people were encountered last month, 24,000 more than at this time in 2019. 2019 was a peak for Trump, and then things began to get under control. The number of unaccompanied children on par to set an all-time record. The highest month that year in the arrests of minors, blah, 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 blah. And the article goes on and says this is the worst that it's ever been. You go down through the stories, and again, don't believe me. Do an internet search, border crisis stats, and just look at these statistics. And it is absolutely clear that things right now, today, and they have been for months, worse than any time during the Trump administration. And the Trump administration had 1 year that it was pretty bad. And my previous caller said things were inhumane. That's true. But they were even more inhumane about 3 months ago under the Biden administration. More inhumane than any time. Remember the Democrats screaming and yelling and shouting about the cages that Trump built? Well, we learned that Trump didn't build the cages. Obama did. Yeah, and if you don't believe me on that, check that out too, please. Do an internet search. Who built the cages for children at the border? Just look it up. Who built the cages for children at the border? Trump did use some of those enclosures. They're not cages. They were enclosures. He did use them for a time, and then he shut them down. But they were built by Obama. And yet the news media said, oh, these are the cages that Trump built. And so Trump shut them down. Biden opened them back up again. Folks, please deal with facts. All right? Hey, the Trump administration was far from perfect. I mean, far from perfect. There was a great deal to criticize about Trump personally and the Trump administration. But deal with truth and deal with facts, not rumors or the slant and the bias of the mainstream media.
I haven't been to Europe. And
yes, and I haven't been to Europe. Okay. I was going to say more about Biden's press conference on the rising crime, but I'm not until I can find out what he said. That, like I said, the TV monitor here in the studio is not working. So during the next break, I'll try to find out what the president said and pass along to you and maybe make some editorial comments. The big news yesterday in Washington, D.C. is that Senate Republicans blocked the legislation called For the People Act. Now, please remember, if a piece of legislation is introduced by the liberal left, they will give it a name. The technical name was HB 1, okay? But they gave it a name, For the People Act. What have we learned together? If the liberal left proposes a piece of legislation, they will give it a name. And the name is almost always the exact opposite of the real purpose. If you look at this legislation that was blocked yesterday, and we should all be thankful that it was blocked, the For the People Act didn't do anything for the people. It was for the government. It basically took away, and in fact, if it had passed, I don't think it would have passed constitutional muster. I think it would have gone to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court probably would have thrown most of it out. Because constitutionally, our presidential elections are conducted state by state by state. That's why we have the Electoral College. Every state develops their own rules, regulations, and so forth for elections. That's why Ohio and Michigan handle elections differently. Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana handle a little differently. Georgia handles their, and that's the way the Constitution demands. These are state issues. And then the electors from the states get together, vote, and elect the president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The For the People Act would have taken away most of the authority and power from individual states, the secretaries of state and individual states, and would have put almost all of the power in the hands of the federal government. That flies in the face of what our founding fathers desired. And right now, with the Democrats in control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, it would have put the Democrats in almost total control of elections. Well, it was a 50-50 vote. The Republicans used the filibuster rule, and they needed 60 votes to clear the procedural vote, and they were unable to get it. And I am shocked not a single Republican joined the Democrats. Not even Mitt Romney. Not even Murkowski. The so-called moderate Republicans, not one joined the Democrats. So as of right now, the For the People Act is dead. May it rest in pieces. Yeah, I hope it doesn't come back because it's dangerous. In my opinion, terribly unconstitutional. A huge power grab by the federal government that would change our election procedures dramatically. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, that's interesting. The president's speech on law enforcement, gun violence, was scheduled for 3:30 p.m. From what I can gather, he hasn't given it yet. Oops. Yeah, just a little late, an hour and 23 minutes. Yeah. I've looked all over the internet, and the New York Times just updated 2 minutes ago that, they're speculating on what he's going to say, but evidently he has not had his press conference yet.
He's taking a nap.
Probably.
What do they call it when they shut him down? What was that called?
What is the word? It's not table. It's you're right. There is a word when they shut down the press and he's done for the day. You can't see him. Can't talk to him. Oh my goodness, that's going to drive me nuts now.
Maybe they did that already, and he can't be disturbed.
There is a technical term for when they basically say he's done for the day, which is usually about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know. We'll find out what it is. So he hasn't given his speech yet, scheduled for 3:30. And I can't find any reason why from any of the major news sources. So we will see. I'm not trying to advocate sainthood for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I don't think we're ready to put up a statue of Ron DeSantis in Washington, D.C., or even Tallahassee, Florida. But I'm telling you something. The more I learn about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the more impressed I am. This past weekend, Governor DeSantis spoke at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority Conference. And here is part of what he said over the weekend. This is Governor Ron DeSantis, and I quote, "It ain't going to be easy. You got to be strong. You got to put on the full armor of God. You got to take a stand against the left schemes. You got to stand your ground. You got to be firm. You will face flaming arrows, but take up the shield of faith and fight on. So I look forward to joining with you in the battles to come. I can tell you that in the state of Florida, I'll be holding the line. I'll be standing my ground. I won't back down, and I have only begun to fight." We got a governor talking about putting on the whole armor of God and actually fighting the left? Now, if you know anything about me in this program, you know that's music to my ears, because I honestly believe that the left destroys and kills everything it touches. So why wouldn't we fight the left? But then it goes on. In addition to the speech, Governor DeSantis signed three bills into law yesterday in the state of Florida. And I'm going to run out of time, so let me give you just a brief summary of what these three bills are about. One of them will require high schools in the state of Florida to teach students instruction on, quote, the evils of communism and totalitarian ideologies. He said, quote, we have a number of people in Florida, particularly southern Florida, who have escaped totalitarian regimes, who have escaped communist dictatorships to be able to come to America. He said, Florida students need to learn that. We want all students to understand the difference. Why would somebody flee across shark-infested waters, leaving from Cuba to come to southern Florida? Why would somebody leave a place like Vietnam? Why would people leave these countries and risk their lives to be able to come here? It's important that students understand that. Now, as part of this bill, Florida will create a Portraits in Patriotism library so students can learn about real patriots who came to this country after seeing the horrors of these communist regimes. The bill establishes a civic education curriculum where students will learn about American history and the evils of communism. He signed another law that makes CRT illegal, critical race theory, illegal in the schools in the state of Florida. And the other bill would create post-secondary education annual assessments of the viewpoint diversity and intellectual freedom of their institutions to ensure that Florida's post-secondary students will be shown diverse ideas and opinions, including those that may disagree with or find uncomfortable. Three pieces of legislation aimed at education in the state of Florida, and all of them solid gold. May his tribe increase.